Yo, hey everyone, it's Adrienne here. I hope you're all having a fantastic week. This week's voice note is 6 questions to answer before 6. So this is something that I've been doing for the last couple of weeks, and it has had such a huge impact on my mood at the start of every day and my intention for the day. So I really wanted to share it with you guys, and I'd hope that if you try it, you're going to have the same benefit that I have. So essentially, it's around kind of writing down 6 questions, answering those 6 questions every morning when you first wake up. So for me, it is before 6. It might be after 6 o'clock for you, but whatever time you wake up, take 5 minutes to answer these questions. And one thing I'll say is that you have to write down the answer. So write down the questions, grab a notebook, get a piece of paper, write it down, commit the words to paper. It's really, really powerful, and it's far more effective than just thinking it or going, okay, let me just answer the questions in my head. Actually write them down. It's really powerful. So the 6 questions are, what is the energy that I want to bring today? Who can I help today? Who can I learn from today? What one thing can I do today that is going to take me closer to where I want to be 1 year from now? What am I most looking forward to today? And what am I most grateful for today? So those are the 6 questions that I want you to write down. You might have to rewind, write them down, and then answer each question. So the first one, what is the energy that I want to bring today? So when I think about answering this question in the morning, I think about what I've got coming up that day, who I'm going to be interacting with, and how I want my energy to show up. So for example, I'm usually someone with a lot of energy. I speak fast, I'm on the go, I'm busy, and that might be great for that specific environment, or it might be that I need to be more mindful of actually maybe being a little bit calmer and a little bit more, you know, paying attention to listening before I speak. Or maybe I'm interacting with my son that day and actually I want to watch what he does and be encouraging. So the word that I might write underneath that day might be encouraging. That's the energy that I want to bring. So it's not just saying like, oh, I want to have loads of energy. What does that mean? But kind of being descriptive about what energy do you want to bring to the day. Next one is, who can I help today? I think it's really important to think about, you know, we're often thinking about what we can get, what do we need to do, what do I need to learn, but flipping it on its head and saying, who can I help today? And that can be a really small thing, just dropping someone a WhatsApp or an email and telling them, oh, hey, maybe check out this podcast or this book, or recommending something to somebody, just thinking about one person that you could help. Or it might just be an actual practical thing of like, you know, helping out your neighbor or helping your sister or just doing something in service of somebody else, I think is a really, really nice way to start your day. Number 3, who can I learn from today? So that could be somebody that you know, somebody in your network. It could be somebody you don't know online, watching a TED talk, downloading an audiobook. But lifelong learning is important, so I really value it and I prioritize it. So who can I learn from today? I'll just write something down underneath. Next one, what one thing can I do today to take me closer to where I want to be 1 year from now? The reason I think this question is really important to answer is because if we're only ever thinking about now and tomorrow and this week's schedule, then it's hard to zoom out sometimes and look at the bigger picture and kind of say, okay, well, actually, which of the things I'm doing are taking me towards where I want to be, and which are the things that are just kind of the day-to-day, the busy for busy's sake. So that's why I like to look at that question, because it really encourages me to be more selective around my time, around the things I say yes or no to that day. Is this going to help me get to the place my eyes are on the prize? I'm focused on that. This time next year, I want to be doing X. So is this going to take me closer to that? Is it going to take me further away from that? Or is it just a distraction? So yeah, that's an important one, I think, to kind of help us to stay clear and focused on our long-term goals. Next question is, what am I most looking forward to today? One of my favorite things, because I think that when we all get into our routine, often we can kind of think we've got to do this, we've got to do that. But what are the things you're actually looking forward to the most? And I always smile when I write this thing down, because it should be something that you really want to do that day. And it doesn't have to be a big thing. It can literally be having my banana with my nut butter and my hot cross bun. Like, that could be like, oh, I absolutely love having that. So that's going to be the thing I'm looking forward to. Or maybe it's picking up Jude from school because it's my day to do pickup and I get to go home. I'm not going to be on my phone. I'm going to have my 3 hours non-negotiable. We're going to read. We might play Nintendo. So what am I looking forward to the most? Every time I write that down, I have a smile on my face and I kind of just remind myself that no matter how busy you are, no matter what things are stressing you out, no matter what things might not be going as well as you'd like them to, there's got to be something in your day that you're looking forward to. And last but not least, question number 6, what am I most grateful for today? So many guests who've been on the show have talked about the power of gratitude. I feel like often now people go, yeah, gratitude, got it. It is so powerful. It really, really does work. No matter what mood you're in when you first wake up, picking something that you're grateful for, something that you maybe a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, you didn't have it. You know, it's something that you wanted and you have now. Being grateful for that can change your whole mood. You're no longer looking at what you want. You're looking at what you already have. And it doesn't mean the two don't coexist. You can be grateful for what you have while striving for more. But I just think it's a fantastic question to answer. And again, writing it down every day, you can turn the pages back as well and say, what was I grateful for yesterday? What about the day before? The day before, and before you know it, you have this whole long list of wonderful things to remind you of all the amazing, great things that there are in your life. So that is it. Those are the 6 questions that I would challenge you to answer tomorrow morning when you wake up. First thing, do it before you look at social media. Do it before you worry about getting on the tube and coronavirus. Do it before you worry about, you know, what your work deadline is or what you've got to do. Write down those 6 questions, write down your 6 answers, and have a fantastic week. Thanks so much for listening. See ya.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.